You are listening to Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. We are just coming up at 7:45.
2SER Breakfast. Tweet us at 2SER.
Now, there's a brand new exhibition at the Powerhouse Museum, and it's promising to be a bit of a digital playground for kids and adults alike. It is an interactive experience, a bit unlike anything else you've tried, and it's all from the minds of Japanese art collective Team Lab. 8 evolving installations that respond to human interaction. We're talking giant, colourful musical balls, digital graffiti, electronic hopscotch, and much, much more. It's all been curated by Nina Earle. Nina, a very good morning to you.
And good morning to you. Thanks for having me on the show today.
I look very excited to talk about this because I've been racking my head. I can't quite imagine what Future Park actually looks like. Tell me a bit about it.
Well, it's one of the most incredible spaces that I've actually worked on as a curator. And when you first walk through those doors, what hits you is the array of light and colour. It's just this incredible world that you walk into. And from the beginning, you feel totally immersed in the Future Park that Team Lab have created in our museum.
Now, Team Lab, of course, a well-known Japanese art collective. I think this is their first full exhibition in Australia?
Yeah, that's correct. So we've been lucky enough in Australia to see a few of their single artworks before around, but nothing to the degree and the scale of what Future Park offers. And that is that in Future Park, they're really showcasing what they've become known for, which is a full immersive experience and totally breaking down the traditional way that we think of an artwork and a viewer interacting with each other.
It must have been incredible to collaborate with such a, renowned team. They've been doing this, when did they kick off? I think like 2000 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was around 2002 that they sort of formed the idea that was Team Lab. But it took them another sort of 8 to 10 years before they really found themselves as a group. And it's really interesting because they refer to themselves as ultra technologists.
Ooh.
And so, yeah. And so they employ people who are graphic designers, they employ software engineers, they have this whole array of staff with such a broad diversity of skill sets. And when I was working with them setting it up, I could really see how integral each of those people was to developing this exhibition. But underlying all of that, what was so wonderful was just some of the little tiny things that you realize that while they create these incredible works that are so polished and that just really touch you and, change the way you look at them, there's these tiny little things like hand-soldered circuit boards and hot glue inside some of them that make you realize they're just people like us, incredibly talented people, but still people.
Now, I know Future Park's got a bit of a focus on getting kids involved. I mean, it's interesting to me that sort of, this push for technology is very exciting for children, isn't it?
It is. It's so been so rewarding to see the kids coming into this space and just responding in such a positive way. And it's been, small children, like under 5, all the way through. We've had some school groups through already, but it's not just children. We actually did a massive lates on our first night, and we had about 500 plus adults through the event. So, it's bringing out the child in everyone, and it's really great if you've got small children yourself or people that you look after occasionally, or if you don't, you can just come along anyway.
Do you think Powerhouse is kind of uniquely placed for an exhibition like this, given its commitment to technology and how that works into a museum-style environment?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, so the Powerhouse sits under the umbrella of Museum of Applied Arts and Sciences.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that Team Lab Future Park is a really perfect exhibition for us because it's exploring this way that sort of the digital, the technological and the sort of science themes that underpin some of those works are brought to life through these interactive artworks. And you really are a part of these artworks. Like, there's colouring in that then turns into three-dimensional things. And when you sit inside the artwork or touch them, they respond to your presence in the exhibition there. So it's quite a magical experience almost.
Nina, do we think this is the first of many collaborations with Team Lab and Powerhouse?
Look, I'm not sure. I think that both ourselves and Team Lab, and I'm speaking for them a little bit here, but we've had a wonderful time in the 2 weeks that it took us to really get everything up and running and troubleshooted. And I know that they are looking forward to coming back to help us fix anything that goes wrong. So I'm excited to see a few of them again when they have to pop back.
Well, that is fantastic. So, Nina, I know it's running right through until April next year. Plenty of time for people to get down there, but it sounds like a perfect summer thing.
Yeah. So it's running through the 30th of April. It's going to be busy, we think, over summer, especially in the school holidays. So we definitely recommend that people get online and book early, because there is set time start. So if you want to get in there at a certain time, I'd suggest getting online. We are also offering late nights Thursdays in January for 18+. So if you are a little bit child adverse, but you still think this is something you're keen to get involved in, come down on a Thursday night. I know I'm going to be there with some friends Thursdays in January.
Nina Earl, thank you so much for your time this morning, and best of luck right through till January.
Yes, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. That was Nina Earl. She's the curator of Future Park. It's a collab between Powerhouse Museum and the incredible art collective Team Lab. Like I said, it's on until end of April, but get some bookings. Go and see it. It's absolutely magical.